All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. That's pre-recorded. I throw that in there. All right, today we're going to be talking about a subject that I've had probably a couple dozen requests to cover this subject in the past 4 or 5 years. And it's in regards to the Kandahar Giant. All right, now, I know people are like, Pop, that's fucking crazy. Why are you even talking about that? Just hear me out here.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
We've been reporting UFOs and other crazy objects in the sky heavily since roughly World War II. All right. And, you know, they've had all kinds of Operation Blue Books and, you know, other types of investigative processes. And for years, they're like, oh, it's swamp gas, it's reflections off of this, it's that. And most people out there are like, yeah, it's just ridiculous. They made the whole thing up, yeah. And they literally have us believing that to this day. Despite the fact that everyone has a goddamn phone, and in that phone is camera equipment, which is... for all intensive purposes, HD, high definition. A lot of people have cameras in their phones with enough memory to literally film for 8 hours. So we're starting to see a lot of this stuff out there. In fact, it's getting to the point, well, it has got to the point where the government is supposedly, you know, coming out and saying that, yeah, there is unidentified objects up there. We just can't, you know, we don't know what they are. Now, if they have that kind of power to sway an entire population into not using their critical thinking or at least asking some questions, just look at what they're doing here. All right. Now, I want to say this right now. I was never in Afghanistan. All right. Never deployed there. I had soldiers deploy there that I trained, but, you know, the fates are what the fates are, and I didn't get put on orders to go over to Afghanistan, and I'm grateful for it, because I had all kinds of bad premonitions about, you know, me going to Afghanistan and getting whacked. All right, now... I watched a couple videos on this on YouTube. I'm not going to show them here because I don't want to get a copyright strike. But there's a few similarities in this story that happened with the body of the giant, which are very similar to some things that took place in Iraq. And what that is suggesting to me is there's a standard operating procedure that was working in the background. All right, now typically standard operating procedures come from higher, and they're usually put in place to make sure everything continues to run, you know, in the absence of orders and what have you. All right, so I'm going to go back to a story here. Now, in Iraq, remember when we were all told there's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and it was one of the leading, you know, reasons why we went in there in 02 to whip some ass? And for the most part, they didn't really find anything, except, now, when this happened, I was the NCOIC of Abu Ghraib, you know, security, and then later I became the first sergeant. Well, I had one of my teams basically intercept a huge truck of munitions en route to Fallujah. All right. And I had several of my guys risk their lives to take this vehicle and seize it and move it somewhere where it could be secured. And this truck was full of tons and tons of artillery shells, explosives, landmines, hand grenades. I mean, all of the licky, chewy, bang-bang things that take place. And what was also on this truck that were clearly marked, there was, I believe, a third of a case of nerve gas 152 shells. All right, 152 millimeter. It's a South African round, and it was marked NBC. Now, they didn't know what to do with this. It was secured and parked off site for a while, and then it was driven to Victory. All right, so since it happened, near my installation, and the vehicle was brought to the installation, then taken to Victory, I had to actually be on station and explain to them that this is the truck, this is where it was, I'm confirming, it's all here. And they didn't give a fuck all about anything else on the truck except for the nerve gas shells. And I watched from a safe distance as they were loaded onto a pallet, and then the pallet was sealed, and that was put into another airtight container, and then moved on to a C-130, and it literally flew off. And I asked, where's it going? What are they doing? And it was a need-to-know basis. Once my job was done, bye-bye, see you later. Okay, so we've covered that. All right, so something similar happened, in the story of the giant they fought in Kandahar. That literally, when you go through the story, it had a spear. It was dressed in animal skins or some type of canvas. Killed one or two of the guys who were on a scouting team. And then basically the rest of the team, whacked this individual or this entity or whatever you want to call it that was allegedly somewhere between 10 and 14 feet tall. Okay. So I know this sounds absurd, but let me show you something here real quick here. And you guys can, make your own decisions. Here we go. All right, I can't really show you the article because the whole thing really is not impounded or not archived. This is an old article from New York Times, and you can see right there, giant bones in Mexico, skeletons of men 10 to 12 feet tall found in a cave. And this is from November 21st, 1925. All right. I mean, I know you're like, that doesn't sound right. I know it. Just bear with me. All right. A lot of you guys out there who are in the middle are like, nah, this can't be true. And if you go by the paradigm that, they want to push, it all depends. Here's another one. Here's another old newspaper here. All right. This is New York Times, February 11th, 1902. More giant skeleton bones found. And this was in New Mexico. All right. So what is that telling us here? All right. Now, if you go and you do a search online or on YouTube, you'll find a couple videos out there in regards to giants. And one of the documentaries, it's got like 10 or 15 minutes just going through articles that were published between like the 1700s and 1900s. And supposedly all these giant bones were, taken to the Smithsonian, never to be seen or heard from again. Well, that seems very on par with what used to happen to old film footage of UFOs, prior to, I believe, 2005. It was very common for pilots to have gun camera footage of UFOs, only to have that footage fly off somewhere into the ether, never to be heard or seen from again. So, what is that telling us? That's telling us that there are some overarching forces out there that are making decisions what you can and cannot be told, and what you can and cannot believe. All right, now I am a 50-50 skeptic, meaning when I look at something, I half believe it and I half don't believe it. And then from there, I start looking at evidence and what have you to make a decision on which side that bar is going to move. It's going to move more towards the, I don't believe this is bullshit, or it's going to move closer to this could be a viable thing. All right. Now, I've made some phone calls. I talked to a lot of guys over the past month trying to get some information in regards to who was flying basically cargo in and out of Afghanistan in that time frame. And I really haven't gotten much leeway on that at all. So I can't confirm if the flights actually took place or not. Okay, but that is, the government flies, vehicles around all over the place, and they're not on any flight plans. So this is not really a stretch that it can be done. Now, when you read, about the Kandahar giant, 13 feet tall, two rows of teeth, bright red hair. All right, now the red hair thing comes up all the time when you hear stories about giants, for the most part. If I recall, there was an Indian legend about a tribe of Indians who were warring with a band of these red-headed giants, and they wound up, suffocating them by driving them into a cave, and then basically lighting fires and asphyxiating everyone inside. And later on, those bones were found. Again, there was a write-up. The bones were sent to the Smithsonian. The only thing left today is the article in the newspaper. Bones nowhere to be seen. So bottom line, what I'm saying is this. There's a lot of things operating on the edges that we should know about and we don't know, mainly because the information is not being shared. And if you're one of those people, at least in the past, who talked about it, you were blackballed and ostracized for it. It was very common for airline pilots to lose their licenses and lose their jobs for even mentioning a UFO in the course of executing their duties. So the jury is still out here on the whole Kandahar giant thing. Until I can talk to an individual who is actually there, I'm still on the fence here. Okay, so, yes, there are some weird instances in the story. And I compared them to things I saw that took place in Iraq. So I really, I'm not going to sit there and tell you it's true. I'm not going to say it's not true. I'm just going to tell you this. When you have hundreds of articles being written with diagrams and pictures in newspapers over a three-century period, when there are reports of giant bones being dug up from some of these burial mounds, in America and what have you, it's very, very captivating. But it's also talked about in the Bible. They have the Nephilim and they talk about the giants and blah, blah, blah. All right. Now, just because they don't exist today does not mean they didn't exist in the past. But without actual physical evidence that they're willing to come off of, it's neither here nor there. Now, sooner or later, if there are giant bones out there, someone's going to dig them up and it will get out into the wild. They will not be able to quash this forever, especially when everyone has access to a camera and the internet, and they can put the stuff up there. So to all the fans out there that watch the show, keep your eyes open, keep your head on a swivel. Strange shit is afoot.